And on Sunday the 17th is the big Pride March. So I hope to see you out on the streets.
Good evening. The time is 7 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland, and up next is Calculated Conversations.
Join KBOO and Kofallen Cultural Center on Thursday, June 14th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater for an evening of storytelling, live music, and film. Malian artist, author, and storyteller Baba Wage Jakite starts with a talk on the background of the Empire of Mali and the role of West Africa's oral historians before the screening of Keita, Heritage of the Griots, a film which blends modern events with magical realism, mythology, and history. Again, that's an evening of the culture of Mali, including the screening of the film Keita, Heritage of the Griots, on Thursday, June 14th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring an archive contractor for 40 hours a week for $20 an hour. This is a contract position that will last from July through December of 2018. The archive contractor will steward the KBOO archival assets in all forms. They will work with historical KBOO content in many audio formats, as well as the Resource Space Archival Database, documents of KBOO history, and KBOO staff and volunteers. Please send in a resume, cover letter, and answer the question, "Why is KBOO important?" to Dell at kboo.org. That's D-E-L at kboo.org. More information about responsibilities and position requirements can be found at kboo.fm.
This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
KBOO.
Of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Spread
It's Calculated Conversation, your host David Jefferson, KBOO Community Radio, 90.7 FM, and my co-host Ken Jones is also in the house.
What's here
up? Like, what up?
What's going on with you, bro?
Man, that man just busy working, just staying more focused though, staying positive. Yeah, just letting the universe work, man. Like, just kind of, you know, letting it happen. Like, just kind of giving all the... It's just cool because I just like to give all the power away to the universe, man. So I don't have to think too much. And it's like, man, it's just the way that it works, man. It's just crazy. You just put things in perspective if you let it. And just trust it and not go against it. So I've been, you know... I've been doing this, but I've been doing a lot more of it lately, just kind of letting it tell me what moves to make and who to contact and, you know, who not to contact and stuff like that, man. It just, it works wonders, bro. Okay. So it's pretty dope, man. I love it. The universe is crazy, man, but people just don't trust it, you know what I mean? And yeah. So they're like, I think I can outsmart the universe one way or another. I think, you know, and the thing is, it knows what you need, you know what I'm saying, even when you don't. And that's the thing about it, you know, and it has you do things that can be quite uncomfortable that you might not understand. And that's why people question it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just putting the faith into that, man, into the energy and the universe, and just kind of letting it kind of guide me to people, places and things. You know, it really works, man. It's mm-hmm. cool. It's a cool concept, man. And then it's like you don't have to think a lot. So, like, you actually a little bit stress, you know, it's less stress as far as I'm concerned, because like the formulas is pretty simple, man. You just work within the formula and just do what it says to do in order to get the desired outcome, man. It's just, it's a wonderful thing, man, you know, but you got to put faith in it. It tells everybody something at some point, but most of us, 90% won't listen to it.
Right, right.
Because it's telling them to do tough stuff.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So I think it's cool, man. I'm just kind of studying that more, like learning more about that and write more about it. I'm actually feeling it more too.
Got it.
It's like it's making me powerful, you know what I mean?
It's so. Probably, it sounds like that that LeBron and J.R. Smith meme. Like me.
Yeah.
The universe.
Right. Yeah, see, J.R. went against the universe. He tried to, that's what I'm saying. Like, he made his own decision instead of saying, you know, LeBron, like, man, the universe said we only got 2 seconds left, man. We can still win.
He was like, huh?
He was like, nah, I don't go against the universe, B. Nah, B.
That's funny.
But yeah, what's up, man? What's up with you?
Man, not too much. I'm coming off of a crazy, you know, a high and a humbling experience at the same time.
All right.
I got it's story time, people.
Story time.
Get your popcorn, get comfortable.
All right, Uncle Ken.
Man, so crazy. So Saturday, right? I'm at the house handling. I had a paper due, so I'm at the house. I'm typing away. You know, I live in a quiet little neighborhood. There's some bushes / trees that kind of separate our property from the next property.
Okay.
And I hear some arguing. And I'm thinking, you know, it's kids that be out there all the time. But I'm like, right. Okay, this sounds like adult men arguing.
Right. Right.
So hear a little more.
It's like your backyard kind of?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so I hit the pause button on the music that I was playing. And I peep over, like, listening. And I'm hearing a couple inbounds being dropped. So I'm like, oh.
Oh.
I'm trying to see. I'm really trying to see now who.
Oh, shoot.
So, you know, I move from the living room. I go peek through my room window.
Samuel Jackson over
right,
there.
Right. And so I get over here and I peek and I see, you know, I see two people. One of them looked like he had been, you know, hit the ground a time or two. So I see that and I'm like, okay, now I see what's going on. I go sit back down and I still got my back window, my back patio window open. Computer's right next to that. And so after about 5 minutes, I had kind of tuned it out, you know, after kind of right. seeing what was going on, I tuned it out.
Right.
But then I heard a car skirting off and like look out the window, see the car go by, see another dude come by, you know, he yelling. And then that's that. Okay. Go about my business. Finish that paper up, all that, blah, blah, blah. Now fast forward to the next day. About 4:30. And what's crazy about this is it was like 4:30 and I was burnt. Just burnt. I took a nap earlier for like about 30 minutes, and I was gonna hit my snooze. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling me just get up, you know. So I got up, get karma. Let's go make these store runs. Go do our Sunday shopping. Hop in the truck, hit up to my corner of my street, and I look left, look right. To my left, it's a car about half a block away. Don't think nothing of it. I make my right, turn on the street. I'm driving down. I'm not a slow driver. You know, by any means. I'm not a fast driver. I don't break the law. So I'm headed down, but I look in my rear view, and this car pulls up on the back of my truck, though. It's on my bumper. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had that moment of, okay, nah, I'm doing more than the speed limit right now, so I'm good. They tripping. So then he goes out. It's a two-lane road. He goes and goes around me. So now he's in front of me. Then he double taps on his brakes. I'm like, okay. Again, now my temperature's rising.
Right.
We get down about a half a block. There's a turn. He has his blinker. He goes to make that right turn. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like in my mind, I'm like, okay, cool, this over. He make that right. I go past him. He pulls. He does like a little, just a pull over, and then gets back behind me. At that point, my temperature didn't hit that boil point.
Mm-hmm.
And I was exercising no energy management. My car came to a stop. I threw it in park. I hopped out, walked back like, bro, what are you doing?
Right.
I got my daughter in this car. You out here going crazy. And I'm walking up and I look and I realize, oh, this is Samoan. So I start running through my mind of, okay, now if the same type of energy is reciprocated, then it's go time.
Right.
So as soon as he opened that door, I'm melting him back in the seat. This is, again, not energy management, people. This is, I went into another place.
Right.
But when I walk up, I realize it's like a blank look on his face. And he's just like, my bad. Okay. And I'm like, all right, bro, you need to chill out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just chill out. Turn around, I'm walking back to my car, to my truck, and he's like, hey, you seen a dude around here with dreads, like hair like yours, but like with blonde on it? And for a minute, I shot back to the dude that was looking dusted up.
Mm.
Had blonde.
Right,
dreads.
In the back today, that right. day. Right.
Exactly. So putting that two together right quick and not thinking it's still nothing of it. And I'm like, nah, bro, I'm still kind of, you know, so I'm like, nah, bro. Mm. And I get ready to hop back in my joint. And he was like, he killed my cousin. I'm hurting. Duh. When he said that, bro, I'm like, bro, pull over. I told him, we still in the middle of the street at this point. Because I just hit park in the middle of the road. Told him to pull over. We both pull over, bro. I get out of my car, like, get out, walk back towards him, and just that look, bro, immediately it all made sense, and I knew right. that look. I knew that face. I knew that pain. I knew that hurt.
Right.
I walked up to this man, bro, grabbed him, and I hugged this man. Like, not just the, not the bro hug.
Right.
A hand on the head, and this man broke down in my arms.
Mm-hmm.
Broke down, though. Like, that real body moving, crying, mm-hmm. and held this man for a moment.
Mm.
Back to my like, bro, yes. what's happening? And he's like, man, the dude, you know, and he's giving me a little bit of the running. I was like, wait, like in the apartments down the street. And he's like, yeah. He's like, that's where we stay is right. I was like, you know, told him like, bro, basically gave a rundown of what I was seeing yesterday. And I was like, I doubt the dude that was dusted up had the blonde, and oh. And he was like, yeah, later that night, which was last night, you know, he said last night, what ended up happening somewhere else. But I was like, shook. And I told him like, look, bro, you out here doing the wrong thing right now.
Right.
What you need to do is be at the house, bro. I'm not telling you how you feeling is unjustified because it's very justified.
Right.
And at this point, he's like, you know, I just want to kill him. I'm out here looking for him. And I'm like, bro, right, that's not what's going to do it right now. You need to get home, bro. You out here going crazy. Look how this just happened. This could have went a different way, and I had nothing to do with what was going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
And this could have turned into something, and now you would have had an issue with something that was outside of what you was looking for.
Right.
And he's like, no, what am I supposed to do? And I'm like, bro, you need to go chill. Let these emotions and stuff peel through you. This is levels to what's happening right now. And he's looking, you know, and again, he keeps, you know, like, that's my blood. Like, that's my cousin.
Right.
And so I'm like, bro, look, go to the house, give yourself some time to think. You driving around here, these police out here, I don't want nothing weird to happen to you on accident, mm-hmm. right? So after that, I'm like, bro, you got a phone? Let me get your phone. Here, I'm putting my number in here, bro, I'm on you. Mm-hmm. I'm on you from here, right? So I give him his phone back, and you know, he's like, thank you. Shake hands, you know, have hard hug.
Right.
He jump in his joint. I pull off. I'm looking at my rear view. I see he made a right turn. He didn't keep going straight. So I'm like, okay, he probably headed back towards there. Get back in the truck, though, or while I'm in the truck, Karma's like, that's Lepa's big brother. She's like, that's little Lepa's who I walk home with every day. So I'm like, oh, so it's all connected, right? So get over to the store, and what's crazy is I'm gonna pull this up because, you know, that might have seemed like the climax of the
kicker, but it's getting deeper.
No, it gets deeper. So, you know, we get to the store, and for the listeners, I'm gonna throw some you know, a little bit of the conversation out there, in there. So I get to the store, and I just hit him, you know, just to make sure, you know, he know that I'm on him. So I let them know, you know, it's Cam Jones, bro. Lock me in. I remember the family need you in this moment.
Right.
I'm going to be checking on you.
Right.
You know, he hit back and was just like, I want him dead. He's like, I want his mama to cry like ours is.
Mm.
You know, I'm like, you know, like I feel that on a lot of levels. But just be smart about the movement and think about the long game. Again, his rebuttal is, I'm this mad.
Right.
And so I hit him back and let him know, you know, it's going to be hard, but the family is going to need your strength in this moment.
Right.
You know, and I told him, if you need to vent, I'll come pull up on him. Wherever you at, I'll come pull up on you. If you just need to get it off, whatever. And I'm not going to tell you what you need to do to feel better, because I don't know that. But you need to be thinking about this, again, in the long game before your family lose two people over one person.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So dropped that. He hit me back, was like, you know, you need to go to church, because he can't keep these thoughts out of his head. And I told him, you know, go ahead and do that. He hit me back and was like, you know, I appreciate it, big homie. He's like, it's not a lot of people out here that'll do that. So I told him, you know, when I got out and I saw that look in your eyes, bro, like, I've been in that situation and needed somebody just to stop me, and I saw that. Mm-hmm. And so left him with that, right? That's like 6 o'clock that evening. I wake up in the morning, get ready for work. I got 3 messages from old boy. So I'm like, okay, I went to sleep at like midnight. So this happened between midnight and 5 a.m.
Okay.
3:35, he hit me. Bro, text me and he said, I couldn't do it. I found him and I couldn't even bring myself to shoot him. I aimed right at his head and I couldn't do it because of what you said.
Oh, shit.
Bro. This is what I woke up to. And, you know, I hit him back, told him God got him covered. Didn't hear nothing for a couple hours. Then he hit me. And I think this is the kicker of all this, bro. Is he hit me back and said, hey, man, I know it sounds fruity, but I ain't going to lie. I ain't had no pops. So when you gave me that hug, I felt like you was pops in that little bit of time that we was together. And that's on some gangster.
Hey, that's what's up.
Bro. So again, a crazy experience. And humbled.
Right.
But it was one of those things, bro, when I got out and I seen that face, it wasn't a thing of, what do I do now? Like, I walked up and hugged this man as if he was one of mine. And not that I'm trying to be hard and tough. Yeah, like, no, I held this man almost my size.
Like he was your son.
Right. And didn't find out, you know, he only 20.
Right.
You know, his ways of thinking and what it is that he has and what he could possibly understand about what he's feeling right now about is... And all it took was, I'm not saying all it took, I can't, you know, I don't know the end game of it, but in that moment, what he needed was what he got. And it all started from road rage, right. Pretty much.
Right.
You know what I mean? But just, it's crazy to me of how that lined up. All from just happening to hear this, and then my daughter knowing, you know, the brother, and, you know, and even her reporting back, because she actually texted him and asked him if her brother was at home. And, you know, he hit him back like, yeah, why? You know, and Carmen's like, oh, my dad had just seen him and talked to him. She didn't go into any detail. And he was like, yeah, he's there. So at least I knew he listened from the jump.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, bro, that was like, for me, one of those moments of this is what it's for.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is where my experience and what I really know comes into play.
Right.
And to be able to catch somebody, bro, waking up to that sent chills down me when I woke up and read them messages, bro.
Man.
You know, that's the real life of putting into practice what it is I've been preaching.
That's
and the people
right.
that know me in the daily life, they know this is what I've been preaching. They know this is the arena. This is where my comfort is at.
Right.
And it's just crazy catching that, bro. So, you know, that was my...
All right, y'all, we got to... Okay, see, now we got to do a studio hug, man. That was real.
Right.
That was real, bro. Oh, man. That was so real, man.
Yeah, bro. That was... Yeah. So that's one of them ones, bro.
Man, when I just, you know, when I think about, you know, like you said, why we do this and why we have these conversations and do this radio and do what we do online and, you know, even doing this stuff in person all the time, man.
Right.
It's just supporting the universe, you
right.
know, just supporting, you know, the children of the universe. Mm-hmm. And because they don't expect it.
Yeah.
They don't expect that, you know. And so we trying to make it cool to give people more love than they expect,
right.
you know, and see how much love we can actually circulate around the world and kind of, I feel like, counteract, you know, just some of the testosterone and toxic masculinity and just some of the negative you know, just some of the negative ideas that we've been spewed, man, like spoon-fed, like our whole lives on how to support people, you know, and that's really how you support somebody. That's right. That's unconditional. He didn't have to be your son, your biological right. son. All he had to be was a human being going through something.
Right.
And your empathy put yourself in his shoes right. and allowed you to operate from his level,
yeah.
his angle,
exactly.
that he could understand and that he could actually think about when you weren't in front of him
anymore. It's the realization and the enactment of the idea right. of be what you're missing, what you were missing.
Right.
That's really right. what that is, the embodiment of that phrase.
That's crazy, man. That is
be
crazy.
What you were missing. So yeah, that's how I started ended and started my week.
In Beaverton too?
Yeah. Yes. And they was, you know, they have found they're not from here. I mentioned in one of the other conversations that, you know, they came out there and he didn't have too much family here. That right. was the thing. It was just their unit. You know, I know Karma had let me know, like, they family crazy close and everything they do. But, I mean, that's a lot of the Islander families I know are connected like that.
Man, that's a crazy story, man. That's amazing, though. Yeah. That's just, I mean, that right there is just confirm what we, like, why we all here and what we supposed to be doing for each other, right. you know, and right. and the fact that people need support and they need somebody to be there for them and they don't always know how to ask. They might even be aggressive towards you,
right?
You know, and looking for support and just crying, hurting inside. And then
exactly.
when you gave him that outlet, you know, he didn't have to go through what he had planned because he had the outlet he needed. That right. would have been a different outlet.
Exactly.
But you gave him that same outlet, that which is even more impactful.
Right.
And nobody got hurt.
Right.
And he still learned his lesson and he's right. still alive. He's still here for his family. He's still right. free.
Right.
His, you know, and, you know, his, you know, it's just, man, that's a crazy story. But, yeah. man, that's amazing. Yeah. Damn.
That's when I told you, bro, it was one of them things, like that last message when, you know, he hit me that about his pops and in that moment of hugging him, bro, like I had to push away. I was at my desk. I had to push away. I had to walk outside because I, you know, my allergies started kicking in.
Right. No, for real.
But yeah, I had to push away and just walk outside for a second because that hit me in a crazy way.
Man,
that's crazy just, way.
That's amazing, though. Like, there's so yeah. many different ways you can justify that, you yeah. know, through, you know, just love and, you know, just kind of what we teach. I mean, yeah. there's so many different lessons in that thing. Like, because there's so many scenarios. It could have been, right. you know, it didn't have to be, like, it didn't have.
All right.
You know, like, it didn't have to be you.
Right.
You know what I mean? It could have been somebody else. Right. Like, you know, you just doing your job. You, as a human being on the universe, man, right. you're doing your job, which is to take care of the people on right. it, whether you know them or not,
right.
whether you. Got whether you're similar or not,
right.
whether you think the same or not,
right.
you know what I mean? And
that's the biggest thing is it's like, you know, and this is something I presented, you know,
crazy.
I've only told two other people about this. And in that,
Deep.
You know, it's one of these things. It's one thing when you got family and friends that you there
yeah.
for, but this is a complete
stranger.
You know what I mean? Like that was one of the most powerful things in my life to have a adult male that I don't know break down in my arms, bro. That's yeah.
And you know, one thing he probably don't realize is that this benefits you as much as it does him.
Right.
It might benefit you more.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And so, and that's the beauty of, you know, working within your passion, man. I mean, and so, like, and I like that because, you know, he obviously 20 years old coming
yeah.
from, you know, the masculinity complex,
right.
the streets,
right.
the
right.
this how we saw problems. This
right.
is what I was taught to do. I didn't
jerk.
Have a father, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. Hopefully, he thinks different now.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if he gets into a situation to where he has to step in for somebody, he knows what to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And at this point, we're starting to change the narrative on how males support each other.
Bro.
We don't go get the gun with you and ride with you.
Right.
We think about your future, your life, your family. We want to make sure that we keep you safe and protected.
Right.
And we want to show you that people care about you and people need you here. And that you know you worth everything that the universe says you're worth, man. That is a crazy,
yeah.
crazy story, man.
So we got a call on the line. So
Woo-wee.
We jump into this right quick.
Jeff, is Jeff on the line?
I am.
What's going on, Jeff?
How you doing, Jeff?
Hello, man. I've never heard more powerful radio in a long, long time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Men who are, to use the modern parlance, men who are woke are rare and treasured.
Jeez, yes.
And when you spoke of the flow, I you spoke of the universe.
Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes call it the flow.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Whatever you want to call it. It's something that we, you and I, gentlemen, all grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We are not necessarily churchgoers,
mm-hmm.
but we were brought up with a sense of faith and an understanding of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told early on that faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
We know that to be true.
Right.
And I think it's important to point out when it comes to the universe
mm-hmm.
and faith. And God bless you for your reaction in that instance, by the way. There is nothing more important than to touch, to embrace,
yes,
to,
yes,
to accept in a way that thing. On by the way, tonight is the 50th anniversary of Robert F. Kennedy's assassination, who was mm-hmm. there was no greater friend of all Americans mm-hmm. than Robert F. Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
And who obviously was shot in the same year that Dr. King was shot.
Yes.
And these deaths, 50 years out, ring importantly for everyone. They ought to really speak to people. But I was thinking of the old definition of faith.
Okay.
And I know you know what it is, but if you'll permit me, I'll reiterate it.
Let's hear it.
And that was written by St. Paul, who was incredibly flawed, incredibly flawed. Nevertheless, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen.
Mm.
And this speaks to what you call the universe, what I've come to call the flow, what is what you put out, what you return, the mm-hmm. sowing, the reaping, and all
yes.
of that.
Yes.
It's the substance of things hoped for.
Yes.
We hope for peace. We hope for justice, and there's substance there, and that's faith.
Yeah.
And we have evidence of it, and it is not seen. So the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen, that's faith.
Right.
And we step out every moment in faith, and we deny it to our own peril.
Hmm.
If we don't understand faith, then we're outside. It's kind of like grace. Grace is one of those things that covers everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And some people deny it. They just deny it. Oh, atheists most commonly among them. I'm not going to badmouth atheists. There is a place. But this faith, you stepped out in faith. And yes, you were, oh God, in a well-told story, you were loaded for bear. You were hell-bent for leather. You were thinking, oh, the temperature's rising, this is going to be awful, and yet somehow, the better angels that Lincoln spoke of had the sway,
mm-hmm.
and you stepped out in faith, which is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things unseen, and I surely appreciate this program, and you gentlemen, you men, You got your poop together. You're not done. You are not done.
No.
Your journey is just begun. Like the 20-year-old whose journey is so short so far, is so brief so
yes.
far. And so much more to learn
yes.
from whom? From you.
Man,
from us.
That's right.
Always. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
guys.
You, Jeff. We're grateful for your call, man.
I am grateful that you took it, and I wish you the very best. Thank you so much.
Much love. Much love. Man, that was powerful, man.
Yeah, jeez.
That was powerful. Jeez. Definition of faith.
I really like that.
The substance of things hoped for and evidence of things unseen.
Yes.
I had to write that
down. Yeah, I got it too. I did. It was both of you, John.
Jeff. Man, and then you know what else he said? He said, we are rare and treasured. I think that's a new shirt for both of us.
Oh,
I like that.
I'm with it.
I like that.
I'm with it.
Tie that into calculated conversation. But man, I mean, that's crazy. This is a crazy story, man. I mean, oh yeah. Sorry about that. If anyone We are accepting phone calls, as you can see, but we didn't shoot the number out, so he must have had it in his Rolodex. 503-231-8187. Call in. You know, you can tell us a story, or you can tell us how you feeling about the show, or, you know, just kind of check in with us, see how we're doing. We love to have you call in, so we'd appreciate that. Man, but that was a...
That was one of them ones.
Right, I don't even want to say nothing else about like, I want to cut the show short now, man. I want to leave.
It's been a good time here with y'all.
Man, Jeff's call was amazing too, though, man. I feel like that was kind of a message, that just kind of another message that we need to understand, you know, because, I mean, it's a hard, I think what we're attempting to do is extremely difficult, man, you know, and I know sometimes it's just, you know, and I know that, I don't know about you, but oftentimes I kind of feel like, dang, we really outnumbered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so at times I want to get down, you know, but then I think about it like, man, but this is an amazing journey, an amazing energy, an amazing level of awareness. And a lot of people have been able to be touched by it. And just because, you know, we against, you know, we at the odds, you know, our back against the wall doesn't mean that a lot of people are not still being affected, and a lot of people not able to grasp these concepts and utilize them. Yeah. Just because we don't see them and they don't tell us.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's I definitely plan on keep going, man, and making this thing as big as possible, man.
I think you gotta think of it in the sense of being adjusted by a chiropractor. Mm-hmm. What they're doing is they're taking your bone and your muscle that may have been out of place, and they're adjusting that. And what your muscle and stuff is trying to do is go back to that place where it was out of place.
Right. That's right.
And what you got to do is keep going back, getting that adjusted. At first, that muscle is going to keep fighting that to go back to that spot of discomfort for you, but comfort for it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
And so until that you go through and it gets used to being in, and slowly but surely it's going to get itself worked. You know, if you keep going through this and keep going through this, it's working it back that way until there's going to be a point where, oh, now it's in the right place. Now you're actually feeling good.
Right, right.
And it's in the right place and it's starting to feel good because that's where it's at. And I think that's kind of the metaphor for what this is. It's definitely going to find the resistance of being like, you know, nah. But for the people that are actually tuning in, making sure to tune in, and they keep getting it, even if it challenges some of their thoughts, it challenges some of their ways up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
When it keeps being fed, it's the same kind of information being fed, and you start relating this. And as we break stuff down more, relate it to actually, you know, we can give these grand ideas and these big thoughts, but once we're tying these thoughts and these ideas in with actual situations where people can start taking that in and applying it to their everyday life, and being able to see how it applies to everyday life, I think that's where you start having that shift, that muscle starts moving.
That's right.
Because at that point, you can start to actually actualize it.
Right.
You know, that's like me trying to pick up a book about, you know, one of these surgeon books for, you know, one of these doctors. I'm looking at like, what?
Right.
But there's a way that can be broke down at least to make sense.
Right.
And I feel like that's what this is.
That's what this is.
Take it from there and break it down into a way that, you know, and this is something that, and for the listeners, don't laugh at me, don't judge me. But there's a lot of things that when there's a topic I don't understand, I'll go Google it. And at the end of whatever my phrase or whatever it is, I type in for kids.
Right. Right.
Because I need to know this at the most base. Feed this to
that's
me at the most basic level.
That's right.
And, you know, it may be a thing that people might look at, but it's a lot of things. If you went through my search history, that at the end it says four kids. I need this broke down so I can get the basic understanding and then start building from there.
I think it's funny you say that, man. That's crazy how in tune we are and how much alike, you know, especially me and you are. I was having a conversation with a wonderful lady last night. Mm-hmm. Wonderful young woman, and we were talking about me, and you know, she was just kind of like, you know, because I mean, we different than we are when we online and stuff like that. Like, we really talk, and I don't think people realize or can grasp the depth and that we actually go to in person when we're really talking about this stuff, which is why the radio show is a perfect opportunity to, you know, spread it out over a platform that everybody can hear our conversation,
right.
But I was letting her know, and I was like, you know, when I think about it, it's just a matter of me being able to, my goal, my job is to accept all these lessons from the universe. See, I have a you know, me and you and us and our kind, we have a special connection with the universe,
right,
where we can talk directly to it.
Right.
Other people can't talk directly to it. They don't understand what it's saying. They don't even trust it. You know what I mean? And so right. I feel like, and I was telling, I said, when it comes down from here, it goes through me, and I have to put it in layman's terms because people will listen to me on a lot of things that they won't listen to the universe about. It's ultimately the same message. You know what I mean? And just kind of in building formulas for people to understand, I think is a great thing. And so I know that we're doing the right thing, man. It's a blessing to understand. And, you know, I always wonder, how do we know these things, and why are we able to just bust them down so freely and easily? And then you realize that you're supposed to do that because you're given these powers, man, to be able to, you know, send them over, you know, right, to the people in ways they understand through experiences that they identify with, you know. Right. I try not to, when I do create formulas, I try to make sure that I use, and that's why you hear me talk a lot about road rage and stuff. I don't really have road rage, but I talk about it a lot because I know how many people identify with.
Yeah,
and so if I bring that up,
my name is Ken Jones.
Right. So if I right. So if I bring that up, right, and then people can, then they mind click. Okay, boom. I need to listen now because I do this all the time.
Right.
You know, because I rarely ridden with a person that wasn't angry at the world. You know what I mean? They're angry in traffic. And I be thinking like, man, like you really don't understand just how unnecessary it is. It's crazy. But you let these little things affect your day. But the point is, they affect people. And as long if we can break it down from simple standpoints like that, relatable, people will grasp the concepts, you know. Right. And that's the great part about it. Another thing you were saying was, you know, I feel like in your interaction with this young gentleman the other day, I think at first you were making a you were like, you know, you said you had lack of energy management.
Yeah, there was none.
So you was at a point to where you was actually making your own decisions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I had already
mapped
it out.
And so you was going against the universe.
I knew to play. I felt like I knew to play.
You got out the car, universe showed you his face, and then they said, you're going to do what we want you to do.
Yeah, now. Yeah, it definitely intervened.
And not only that, you listened and you trusted the universe.
Right,
see,
right,
that's the beauty of it. You trusted them.
Right.
You didn't know why they, you know, you didn't know why they had you do that or why they have, you know, have you acknowledge his face the way you did. You don't really know why, and why he happened to get behind you, why he pulled out after you. You know, they wanted you there at that time, man.
Yeah.
They needed you there. They used you.
Well, that face, the thing about that face is once there was a piece of context, again, when I first took it out, because I feel like there's shock and trauma. That's why you get people who have you know, get in a car accident and then they get out and they just fine. It's a crazy flip over hell of a road and they get out like it's all good because it's that adrenaline and that shock is going. And I think that's what I was seeing, because at first I just took it that his look was this had to been him on something extra because it was a blank look. And then once he put a little bit of substance behind that, then I knew that look immediately. I was able to pinpoint at least that look. And I think that's where it took over, because when I got out that car, there was no like, do I hug him? Do I talk to him? What do I say? I walked to this man. There was no transition.
Right.
You know what I mean? He didn't resist at all. It just it happened like it needed to. And that's where I think
that's
when you talk about that taking over. There was no thought sequence. Like, I don't be whole hugging.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Not no stranger, you know.
We do a handshake in the middle to keep that bridge.
Hey, you know what I learned, man? You know, I'm going to tell you something, too, man, you might agree with. And I just kind of thought about this concept a couple of days ago.
Okay.
Or maybe it was yesterday, actually.
It was fresh off the hot.
So, people that are, you know, full of high energy like us, you can actually feel it. You can feel it in a hug. You know what I mean? And a lot of people, I don't think people really realize that. But you know, people that care, you can people that have that, like they just feel different. They feel different when you hug them. It don't feel like a work hug or a church hug, or just like it feels like I'm hugging a person of the that cares, that has a deep concern for myself and the world. Because I gave somebody a hug and they was like, hugging you just felt crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what, just touching you, your shoulder felt weird, you know, and it made sense. We're high energy beings. And so it obviously transfers through the skin, and you can feel it. You, like when you hugging us, it's like you hugging our whole soul.
It's crazy, because I think that made me.
And he felt that, I bet.
Definitely. Had to have, because that's what that message came from. But it made me think of, you know, on a more level of where you be out somewhere. Like, I've been out and I've had older women say something, mm-hmm. and say like, something, baby. Right. And I feel like, grandma? Like, you know, or somebody, even a moment of older women in the neighborhood when I was young, and the way in which they scold, it wasn't like it was something like, I'm listening, like, because that's coming from a place mm-hmm. of your actual concern, mm-hmm. and there's something that definitely comes across with people when you know this is a for real thing, even with people that, let's say, for the proverbial check, you know, air quotes on that, but you know when your friend or your partner is really, this is somebody that's investing, what they're telling you is, regardless of how you want to accept, but in that moment you can tell the difference.
Right.
You can tell the difference in that. And like you said, though, the energy, a handshake, a genuine how are you doing?
Yep.
And somebody that's actually interested in knowing what you're saying, what your reply to that is, as opposed to just the formality of, hey, how you doing? Oh, great. And keep going. But the people that's actually there, and you definitely feel that, I think, across the board.
Right.
Where there's people that are invested in some kind of way, which, and I think why it hits so hard is because you, on a daily, you're not expecting or looking for that, maybe, you know what I mean?
Right.
And when it comes across and there's something genuine, it's like there's that connection.
There is.
You know, it's there's something there. I feel like that's similar in a way where people remember your name when you have a chance meeting, and then you happen to bump back into them and they, hey, David.
Right.
And it's kind of like, oh, shit, like, you feel something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you are. You feel something. If somebody remember your name after something that they didn't need to.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's something that shows that there's actually some kind of concern that's in there. But I definitely feel that energy does transfer when somebody's doing something genuinely.
Right. And you can, And so it's like, you know, you got routine hugs and you got transfer of energy hugs.
Right. Right.
You know, and there's a major difference, and it's like they can feel it. The people can feel it, man. And man, it's a great story. Good to hear, man. Good to be a part of it. Good to understand it. Great to be aware of it, you know, just to acknowledge how this stuff works and being able to spread it to other people, man. It's a good thing. So, I know we got Carl on the line. Bring him, is he on? Carl, you there? What's happening, man? Welcome back.
Yeah, it's all good.
Welcome back.
Yeah, good. Thanks. Good story.
Good.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So I've got a little different twist on this, you know, like when I hear David talking about the energy in the universe or whatever. And I guess that's not a concept I can relate to or I understand. And same goes for the Jeff that called in. He was talking about, you know, the flow or whatever. And to me, it's just like the idea of God, you know. When somebody says that, you know, God did this or God did that, I'm just like, well, where is this God? You know, show me this God. So my idea is that, you know, the energy that David talks about, that's not from the universe, that's from David. That's his energy, and that's what's happening in him. That's because of all the love that's been shared with him and all the love that he's sought out in the world. All the work that he's done to learn about himself and about the world and about people, that's the energy that he has inside of him. And, I think, you know, same goes for, you know, like I have a Catholic priest friend that I had this conversation with, and I said, look, I think you're making a mistake thinking that you're like, reaching up into the sky or out in the clouds, and somehow there's this thing out there that's going to save you or whatever. And I say, no, thing that's right inside you, that's the only thing that can save you. All that, it's inside you, and it's a gift that you receive from others that love and care for you. Mm-hmm. From the day you were born until the day you die. That's, you know, and a great example of that is what Cam did for that boy. I mean, you know, how much clearer can you be that, you know, what the gift that Cam gave to that kid that saved his life? I mean, you know, and that was something that Cam gave to that kid, and he'll never be the same. You know, I mean, it changed his life.
Hopefully.
Right.
Hopefully.
But anyway, I guess, you know, everybody, I think that people are making a mistake when they think that there's something out there in the trees or in the sky or in the, you know, whatever that's, you know, somehow going to help them or save them. Nonsense. It's in the hearts of, it's in your heart. It's in the hearts of the people that love you. That's it. It's in you.
Well, Carl, you got to definitely understand what you're saying. And I know a lot of people got varying opinions on what's what and what moves us and what, you know, what, how do we decide, you know, what we yep. pay homage and respects to as far as growth.
Right.
And you know, you might be right, you know, and from my standpoint, I look at it as, you know, I grew up in the same place a lot of people grew up in. You know, I come from the same parents a lot of people come, you know, that my brothers come from. I mean, we're all different, yep. you know, and I do understand it. I'm definitely doing the work, and I'm definitely acknowledging the love that I've been given and received. But see, I think the kicker is the fact that I understand it. You know, we're not the only ones receiving love, but you yep. know, we definitely have been given some type of a skill, some type of a level of awareness to where we understand what it is, and we can break yeah. it down. And that's not nothing we chose. I know Cam didn't choose that for himself. I didn't choose this for myself either. You know, we don't choose this. We just acknowledge what it is. So it has to come from somewhere mm-hmm. because we're from the same place mm-hmm. that a lot of people are from that don't have this frame of thought or this level of awareness.
Right.
And so yep. so it has to come from somewhere. The beautiful thing about us, you, me, Ken, and other people who are aware of it is just the fact that we know what it is, and we recognize it, and we respect it, and we work with it instead of working against it. To me, that's the gift. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the gift. And furthermore, I think the beauty in these concepts, these philosophies, is that we don't really, I mean, I think I speak for Cam, but I know for sure I speak for myself, and I don't really care who does it or where it comes from, you know. I'm you know, so whatever, if we call it the universe or yeah. or you know, what did Jeff call it? He called it
the flow.
Jeff called the flow, and you might call it God, or you might call it yourself, Carl. Whatever it is, it's kind of up to your own interpretation and your love and your faith. As Jeff said, you know, it's just the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things unseen, which means, of course, we don't see it, but there's evidence, you know, in the substance, because this is what we hope for. Right. You know what I mean? And yep. so it's like, it ain't no real way to, you know, there's no real way to say what it should be for other people. And the beauty of calculated conversation is that we all are different, and we all attribute our success and our level of awareness and our some people's religions and whatever it is they believe to a different thing, right. you know? And so nothing can be the same, and we can still go yeah. to the same place. Right. You know what I mean?
We talk about... hold on 1 second. So we talk about, you know, energy, and I think there's like the idea of not only energy, but frequencies, right? And that's like another interchangeable term to a certain yeah, extent.
Intensity.
Exactly. And so therefore, you're having these frequencies that definitely trigger. It's proven. I mean, there's electrical currents that are running through our brain. And at a certain frequency, these things are hit, and they can trigger. So it's been proven. We can, you know, you can hit the Googles and do research. There's peer-reviewed paperwork about this stuff. And I think there is these levels of the world and the universe, you know, whatever word you want to put on it. The universe may sound too broad for some people. Whatever word you want to put on there, or anybody wants to put and use, there's something to that. And that's something I think that both of us believe. Right. And of course, everybody has their beliefs as to why it is they do what they do. But there are certain things that we've put into play, and we've managed to see the results. We've managed to see the output from what we've put into it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's one of those things. And again, as he just said, everybody has their different ways of taking this in. And whatever it is, it doesn't matter how you take it in. I don't care if you believe in the trash god. As long as you're out here trying to make something work out and be better, then I'm good. As long as you're good to the people around you, good to your family, good to your kid, good to the people in general, then I'm good. Whatever it is that you worship, whatever it is that's pushing you, that's that driving force, we all find something that we identify with, and that's what pushes us along. So as long as you have something and what you're putting out here isn't destructive, then I'm for it.
Yeah.
I think I don't know what comedian that was. I don't know if it was D.L. Hughley or something, but he said it. You know, he said everybody get all wrapped up in, you know, when it comes to like just belief systems, and he was like, who cares who sent the message? The question, did you get the message?
Righteous, like righteous.
You know what I mean? And I was like, man, that was pretty deep. It's like, people worried about the messenger.
Yeah,
it's crazy that these conversations happen all the time. You know, and I think I really do believe that being concerned about the messenger is what has, you know, kind of divided some people.
Yeah.
You know, I just think the message is the most important thing, and I think it's great, you know, and I'm a firm believer in morality and anything that makes people moral and in service to themselves and society, I think is great. And I don't really care what it is. That's how simple we got to get to put this world back together.
Right.
You know, and just like a couple of days ago, you know, I think it was a Jehovah's Witness knocked on my door, and you know, I told him that I was busy, in which I was leaving.
Right.
I told him to come back tomorrow.
Right.
You know what I mean? But he really came back tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, and it was cool because it's like, you know, he was a younger cat.
That's crazy. That might have been the same people that came to my house.
Yeah, bro. He was a you know, he was a younger cat, Carl, man, and he came and, you know, he was preaching me the word of what they believe in, you know, and I said, man, you know what? I said, you know what? I respect that, man. I like what you're doing out here,
that's
man.
Crazy.
Like, you're making things. I said, I'm going to tell you something, though. I don't necessarily believe what you believe in, you know, like, but I guarantee you I'm in the same fight with you, and we're going to the same place, and I'm going to definitely meet you there.
Right.
You know, and I like what you're doing. Keep doing it. And I'm going to keep doing my job. We're on the same plane. And I'm glad you stopped by. We talked for about 20 minutes, man. He even had me, I even read part of the Bible with him, to show him some love.
Bro.
You know, let him know, man, it's not about the messenger. We got the same message. I love you. I rock with you. Let's keep doing this. You know what I mean? And we gonna meet up.
Right.
You take the Honda, I take the Benz. We'll get to the same destination, man. As long as we shake up and smile and we barbecue over there, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
So
good.
Yeah, yeah, we appreciate you calling in, man. Stay tuned in.
I will.
All right.
So let me just say one more thing.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, I think we do this because we can, right? Because we understand it because we can. Mm-hmm. But that
we should.
I guess the place I'm coming from is that kid has the same tools. You know, very similar tools that you and I do. He just doesn't know it.
Right. It's information. Information. That's what we've been preaching.
And he can learn it from Ken and whoever else.
Right.
And that, I guess, that's kind of where I'm coming from is that you don't, all the things you're looking for is inside you. And it's, I guess, I think there's a quote from Saint Francis who lived, you know, a long time ago, but he says, what you're looking for is where you're looking from. So anyway, okay. I just think that we've all got that. We've all got the same stuff.
Right.
We just got to find it. it's inside of us. That kid has the same capabilities as any of us.
Right.
That's right. And he might you know what, Carl, we'll keep talking about it. Hey Carl, thanks for calling in, man.
Helping him understand that.
yes, and I will continue. We will continue.
We'll continue.
So that's one of the things he just said in that, as far as, you know, looking inside us. And I know what he's trying to say, and this is one of those things that, no, some things are not inside of us. What we don't know, we don't know. Right. That's not inside of us. As far as our once we become aware of these things, we can choose to implement them or we can choose not to.
Right.
Because there's plenty of people that know the information and don't use it for anything beneficial. Right. You know what I mean? So it's what we put inside of us, what's poured into us.
Right.
That's the thing. There's a difference. There's people that are poured into and they're given this information. They're given this understanding, and that's the ability to be able to, once you have that information, then you can put it into application. Right. You know what I mean? You can apply it. Like, knowledge isn't power. No, the application of knowledge is power. There's a difference. You know, and so that's one of those things. I get what Carl's saying, but it's more than that.
Yeah, it's got to be deeper, a little bit deeper, because again, how did we learn this? I mean, because it's going on around us,
right?
But you know, I just don't believe everybody's naturally gifted to communicate with the universe on that level.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't believe it. And so it takes certain people that have that capability to be able to bring that information down, like you did to him.
Yeah.
He couldn't get it from the universe on his own. Yeah. That's the point that we making here.
Yeah.
He needed, the universe needed you. I mean, I just say that because that's just what I believe in. You know, I just don't believe that I don't believe I created my train of thought, you know, like my hunger for knowledge, my love for conversation, my love for depth, you know, in understanding, you know, in communication and articulation and writing and, you know, in writing formulas and philosophies. I didn't create that stuff, man. No way could I create that. I was forced to just kind of acknowledge it because it was put in me.
Yeah.
And I had to either respect it or, like you said, I had to deny it. And act like it didn't exist. And I just chose to accept it. You know, if it's that strong, if it's pulling that hard, I think you gotta accept it, man. And you did that for him, and I think that was super dope. I don't think he could have did that on his own, man.
Right.
And that's why we need
it. And I think too, some people take, which we just were kind of commenting on, is the idea of the universe. It goes back to, there's no difference, I feel like, when it's like something told me to.
Yeah.
I was compelled to.
Right.
You know what I mean? These different things is why these actions. And the more you know, the more you learn, and you start to learn about not only yourself but just in general things, then you're able to apply this and you start to see, you know, what comes back. And again, it's not for everybody. Again, this isn't a thing of just everybody hold hands, kumbaya, the world's gonna be a perfect place after listening to this. You know what I mean? That's not what this is for. Again, we all take the things that we get. A teacher can stand in front of us and all give us the same lecture. We're going to pull from it different things.
That's right.
That's really right. But as long as we pull something, in my opinion, as long as something is grasped from that, like, I'm no good with giving you the details. I can give you the gist of everything that happened, but telling you the street names, the dates, and so on, I'm not good at that. But I can give you the stuff that actually matter, at least to in my book.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. How it can be applied. And put it in my own words and show you how this can be applied from this grand idea.
Right.
You know, so again, one other thing before we get up out of here. Everybody take a second.
Oh, don't forget to tell me, we in the parade this weekend.
Oh, yeah. So the what was it called? You knew the information better than me.
Oh, yeah.
I just behind the back.
The Rose Festival Parade is this weekend. Me and Ken Jones have been asked to walk in it and represent what we do as businessmen and as men of the community.
Yes.
And so I think it's the Black Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, that's what it
chapter.
Was. Black Chamber of Commerce.
I guess they haven't marched in the festival in, you know, since the 60s or something. Yeah. It's the first year they're doing it.
Yeah.
And so they asked us to do it. So that's this Saturday. So come catch us with a t-shirt on.
Right, I'm gonna do my wave.
Right, right. I wanna be on the float or something, man. Like, I'm gonna get on the float, man.
So one of the things I want the listeners to do right quick is just to take a second, think about your strong friend, right?
Oh, right?
We all have a strong friend. We have a strong family. Somebody who is that person who seems to have it together who you may go to in your times of being down, your times of needing some feedback, just being poured into. Think about that person. So if everybody just take a second, think about who that is. Right. Now take a second and think to yourself, when is the last time you asked them about their day? Right. When's the last time you asked them what's on their mind?
Right.
When's the last time you need them? Ask them if they needed anything. Think about those questions, answer them for yourself, and make sure that you're checking up on your strong friend. That's all I wanted to throw out there before we get up out of here.
That's right. It's been a great show. Yes, thank y'all for listening.
This also, the website is up, calculatedconversation.com. Check it out.
We back.
Good evening. The time is 7:59. You are listening to the one, the only KBO Portland. And up next is The Melting Pot.
Don't worry. I won't hurt you. I only want you to have some hope.
Dearly beloved,
oh yeah, come ride and dance with Diablo all over Portland as we celebrate Prince's birthday on Thursday, June 7th at 8 p.m. with a mobile bicycle dance party. We'll be rocking Pedalpalooza and dropping the Prince jams all night long with frequent dance stops. Once again, that's Prince's birthday bike ride celebration, Thursday, June 7th at 8 p.m. For more information on the KBOO website under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland.
Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the